This is CliffCentral.com. Future CEOs on CliffCentral.com.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Tlhubi Mboya-Arnold, and once again, you are tuned in to Future CEOs. I don't know why. It's November. We should all be tired, but I'm just feeling re-energized and in faith and just refocused into the entrepreneurial journey. I know sometimes we have the moments of giving up, that it's a tough, lonely journey, but when I meet men like I have in studio today, they just remind us it's all work out for the good at the end. And you know what? We're trying to all leave a legacy. We're all trying to, you know, reach our full potential. And it's all about inspiration, this show. Once again, you can find Future CEOs on www.future-ceos.com or on Twitter on future_CEOs. Now, entrepreneurs who have persevered and worked hard to impact others, who face the challenges experienced by small business, such as bureaucracy, limited capital, difficulty in identifying and accessing the market. Institutions like Tsogosan Entrepreneurs and their programs really help catapult entrepreneurs in their entrepreneurial journey. And without any further ado, it's time to celebrate. Yes, I did catch him after the big wave of his success, but it's a very, very big applause to the Tsogosan Entrepreneur winner 2017, Hezron. I'm getting there. Hezron Low for Something Fresh. Yay! And of course, his partner. Introduce yourself, partner.
Andrew Liu.
Hello, Andrew Liu. Are you guys brothers?
No, you're not. No.
Low and Liu.
Yes, it's an absolute coincidence.
It's an absolute coincidence.
Yeah, it's serendipity.
I know it is. And you know what? We have to talk about the lows. But before that, because I really believe the lows really shape us as entrepreneurs. But once again, congratulations.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you so, so much.
What a journey.
What an experience. What a moment. It's like, it's one of those things that, you know, it takes your breath away.
Honey,
it takes everything away.
I wish I could actually just tweet the glimmer and the smile and just the reaction in your face, because that tells a story on its own. And I believe we are all storytellers. And I believe, as I said in the beginning, it's so important for us to share those experiences with other entrepreneurs. Because as I said, it's November. Some people have made business strategies and business goals and business objectives, which they haven't reached. So let's start from the very beginning. Who are you,
Hezron? Oh, my name is Hezron Low. I come from a place called Innerdale.
Ek weet Innerdale mos.
Yes, yeah. Innerdale in the deep south.
I know.
You know, it's so deep, it's hidden away. It's after a toll gate.
I know.
Behind another township.
I know.
It's deep. And I went to a school there called Oakdale Secondary. I studied there, matriculated. And then I was in a taxi one day on my way to varsity, and I bumped into this guy, Andrew
Leo.
Really?
Well, how long ago was this?
This is 15, 16 years ago.
You're looking good, guys. Looking good. Yeah.
And he was sitting next to me in a taxi, and he was reading a cookbook. And I look over up to him, and I say, hey, my man, what you reading? And it's like a cookbook. And we start talking about food and talking about food. And I was studying accounting at the time. And every second, third day for about 3 years, myself and Andrew would bump into each other in a taxi, and we would talk about food.
Wow.
And we never ever spoke about accounting. He's still not interested in accounting.
Too many numbers.
Andrew, what's your point of view of this relationship?
I think it was destined to happen. Mm. Like you said, we always met in a taxi after a while, and it takes us also to the future. 12 years later, I bumped into him walking to a bar, and we didn't know each other's names, even though we spoke so many times. And he says, hey, what's happening? I said, I moved back home. I said, I also moved back home. And we had a couple of drinks at dinner, and we spoke about food again.
So it was aligned.
Yes, it was aligned. It was magic. When things are supposed to happen, my initials are H.J. Low. Andrew's initials are A.J. Liu.
Wow, guys.
Like, true story. And we literally lived maybe 8 blocks away from each other, but we never knew each other till varsity. And after varsity, we had a 12-year break. We bumped into each other in a bar, like he said.
Unbelievable.
And I'm like, hey, my man, how's it? He's like, yo. And we didn't know each other's names. And I'm like, hey, how's it going? And he's like, Andrew actually asked me, so Israel, are you happy with your current job? And I was
What were you doing, Andrew, at the time?
I was a chef at in another restaurant.
Okay.
I was a head chef there.
Yeah.
And I was working at one of the big four banks as an analyst. And after a few drinks, Andrew says, yo, are you happy with your current job? Like, you know, my boss, my salary package, you know, those usual complaints.
The usual.
And Andrew says, let's start something. You know, it's always a good idea after 8 years.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah. After 8 years. 3 months later, we traded for the first day, the 24th of June, 2012. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Where was that?
We sold outside Maboneng. We put our food trailer there and we were selling food. And we invited all our friends, all our family, everybody. And they, you know, us so black people, you know, we're always late.
I know.
We're always late. We say 8 o'clock, people rock up at 12 o'clock. So the first thing we ever sold was a cup of coffee with salt in it. Yeah. Remember that?
Yeah. what was that about?
It was a mistake. Processes. We didn't have processes in place.
Yeah.
So the guy walks up, he's like, can we have a cup of coffee? Yeah, hey, we're proud of it. We have a food trailer, 3x3, with a coffee machine inside of, unheard of at the time. You know, we were the first with to do that, eh?
Yeah, we had a impressive coffee machine.
Mm. A chimbali.
Yeah, we had to have a chimbali. That's how we structured things. And we hadn't really made coffee for customers at the time.
Mm.
So when we gave the guy the coffee, it was Origin. So yeah, we gave him his coffee. And we had salt sachets there.
Yeah.
So we mistake the salt sachets to sugar.
Okay, so those are the mistakes we made along the way, but those are the small mistakes. So how did you get involved with this Tokosan program and the Tokosan Entrepreneur of the Win? How did you buy that to be a catalyst in your entrepreneurial journey?
It was, I think it was 2 years ago. We saw it in a newspaper. Eh? Hmm. Yeah, we saw it in a newspaper and we said, let's apply to be part of this program. We're all about growth, continuous growth. You can only grow by learning. And the program offered all these benefits on paper. And he said, you know, let's apply and let's see if we can get into the program. And we applied and we did a showcase at Coral Reef City. And we went there.
What is the process like? Walk us through it. How is it, Andrew?
Okay, but I have my side. We entered a new entrepreneur program. We just finished two before that.
Mm. And I said, what were the two before
that? We did Richard Branson.
Awesome, guys.
Yeah.
So you guys, you know what? You're not fly by night. So you've done, you know, you've put in the work and, you know, yeah, the attention to detail to fine-tune your business.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you also did the Investec one as well.
Okay.
Race Corp.
Through Race Corp.
Yeah. Awesome, guys.
Yeah, so when you told me about this new one, I said, mm-mm. I just came from 2 years of all of this.
Yeah.
No. And he said, okay, I'll do it.
Yeah.
I said, you sure you're going to do it? And he did it, and it was a benefit. We knew a lot of the steps,
yeah,
but the thing is we've worked with a lot of the people in the past. So we've done a lot of shows at Monte Casino. We did a lot of shows, you know, in collaboration of Togo Sun, even though they didn't know who we are. And so it was a journey he took, mm-hmm, but it was worth it.
What did you learn? Okay, for all the entrepreneurs aspiring, okay, obviously they've got startups and stuff like that. What is the benefit of doing these kind of incubators, accelerator programs? What did you learn really on a personal self-development aspect and also for your business?
Okay, I'll start with the business point of view. You know, we all have passion. Yo, I got a passion. I got a passion for computers. I got a passion for cooking. I got a passion for PR. And passion's good. Passion's nice. Hey, I don't get me wrong. I'm not saying passion's the wrong thing. But the one thing, the difference between waking up and going to a 9-to-5 job and running a business is that big business has a HR manager, big business has a finance manager, big business has a procurement manager, big business has all of those departments. When you're in business and you start a small business, you are those people.
You are it.
You are HR. You are PR. You are everybody.
I know.
And guess what? You have that passion. Maybe let's say take our passion, which was cooking.
Mm.
You know, we had that major passion. We had the passion for people. We had the passion for good times and all of that. But then we didn't have the business acumen. You know, we didn't know how to go out and find customers properly. We didn't know that, you know, SARS will find you.
SARS will find you.
Yes, SARS will find you. You know, it's all of these things that you need. And these programs are there to assist you so that when your business is investor ready. Because everyone wants to go big in Japan. You know what I'm saying? So you have to be investor ready to be on that launch pad where you can say, listen, guys, I'm ready to take on the world. All those things at the bottom need to be in place. You know, we hit rock bottom a lot of times.
Tell us one story.
Oh,
a bad rock bottom.
Oh no, it's not even a story. It was a lifestyle for 2 years.
Tell me.
For the first 2 years of our business, we would be splitting 300 rand between two grown men. We were on the side of the road. People weren't buying our food. Our suppliers wouldn't supply us because we didn't have money to buy. our car always broke down. We had one vehicle. It always broke down. Gee, was,
what did you learn from that? Hezron, Andrew, what did you learn from that?
It was very tough times those days. You know, but we persevered and we helped each other. That's how our relationship became much stronger, because we had each other's backs. You know, we always knew eventually customers will come and fall on and understand what we're doing. And they did. But it was very tough. You know, I just had my first kid. And unfortunately, I had medical aid before. And now I had to send my kid to Bara. Then I thought, you know what, we've got to really push harder now. You know, because it's not anymore the two of us. Because he had a kid as well. And I don't know if I'm sure I say that.
Yeah,
he had a kid as well. And our kids are 3 months apart. And, you know, we had to make a difference for them as well and see a brighter future. And I think with our kids, there was more blessings as well.
Of course.
But at the end of the day, we had each other's backs. You know, so many times we try to quit. I try to quit. Imagine we'll come. Let's try one more time. Let's do it one more time. You know, don't worry, we'll sort it out. We'll see the end of the rainbow. And prayer and all those type of things, that definitely helped.
What is the best advice you guys have received? Obviously, you're getting tools and skills and workshops and all the good stuff from the various programs and incubators and, you know, institutions that you guys did, which is good innings, guys, you know, because that's like self-education, you know?
Yeah.
And putting it into practice. But what's the best advice you've ever received, and and did you act on it?
Never say die.
Yeah, man.
Never say die. And the other thing, you are the reason you succeed. That is the
it's
one
so rough
thing.
you know what, like, just being real with you guys this morning, I'm like, as you said, I'm doing everything my damn self.
Yeah,
you know, and it's exhausting. I'm like, I need help, but I can't afford, who am I going to employ, you know? But it's at least you know a little bit about everything at the end of the day, you know.
Yeah, you learn a lot about everything. But the one thing I Andrew gets quite annoyed to me with me about this, but yeah. I always say sleep is for people who can afford to sleep.
Amen.
Sleep
dude.
Is for weekends are for people who can afford weekends.
I know.
I don't have money to afford weekends.
I hear you, babe.
I'm not.
I hear you.
I was off one Sunday recently, and I was like,
I hear you.
What am I going to do with myself? Because it's when you take on an entrepreneurial journey, you're above it. You have to live a different lifestyle.
I hear that.
You are not waking up for a 9 to 5, and you don't knock off at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Everyone says, yeah, but you know, you gotta work smarter, not harder, you know.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
What
exactly?
does that mean, Andrew? Yeah, correct.
Exactly, what does that mean? You know? The point of the matter is that once you take on a journey like this, you are not part of the crowd anymore. You can't live the way they live. You cannot wake up and go to the shopping mall on a Saturday.
I know.
More traffic.
Yeah, exactly.
You cannot live like that. You are now outside of that.
I like that.
You live outside of normal society. You are a crazy person, essentially. Actually, entrepreneurs should all go for psych evaluations.
You know what? So, like, on my entrepreneurial journey, I think the finance part of it was the really hardest thing that I had to deal with, and how to manage my finances. So, with something French, how are you guys, French, Tell us a little bit about that, and how have you managed the finance of, you know, starting up in Annadale, Maboneng Precinct, and your future aspect? Where do you see yourself in a financial sense? And how are you managing that for those entrepreneurs who are just struggling to manage their financial in their business?
So the one thing people always say is, oh, I don't have money to start a business, or there's no money.
But how did you start up? How did you get the money?
His mother gave us a set of pots. My mother gave us a set of knives. We loaned some cash from people. I think we still owe those people money.
All of it.
we raised about 60K.
Yeah.
We literally begged, borrowed, and we got it together.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we had that money and we started our business. Yeah. And we instantly made a loss. Yeah. Instantly. Because, you know, there's a difference between profit and turnover here, eh? People got to learn this. You know, there's a massive difference between profit and turnover. It all, during that first 2 years of struggling, is when we learned that cash flow is the most important, is the lifeline of a business.
Cash is king.
Cash is king. We would sacrifice going out.
I know.
We would sacrifice chowing to make sure we had stock for the business. Because if you don't have, if you don't look after your cash flow, you're in trouble. If you can't pay your suppliers, if you can't buy stock, because people will always owe you money, but you got to get that money from them and make sure you get it in time, to, because you're basically taking money and passing it along. And the profit is the difference between what you are taking from people and what you're giving off.
So let's talk about more about something fresh.
Oh,
for those people who don't know what it is, and we ate it in studio today. So listen up, future CEOs listening. He brought me a delicious array of food, gourmet foods, to bring into studio. Me and the rest of Cliff Central chowed it before the interview, and it was delicious. If you want to see a picture of what something fresh is all about, go to future_CEOs on Twitter. You can see a beautiful picture of what we chowed. Break it down. What is Something Fresh for those of us who don't know?
Something Fresh is a gourmet street food company. So we own Africa's largest food truck, which is a double-decker
bus. Awesome, dude.
Yes. We have a restaurant out in Norwood on Grant Avenue. And we do corporate, private functions. So catering, that's what we do. And we, at every major festival, we were at Opikopi.
We were at
Anipos. We even go international. We went to Swaziland. Andrew went to Swaziland.
Andrew, what makes Something Fresh Something Fresh? What makes it unique? Because that's what we always want to be as entrepreneurs. What separates you from the rest?
Something Fresh, we usually follow international trends. And
in what terms?
In terms of like cow pow, like what is big in America, what is big in Asia, what is big in UK. So we take those elements and we just put our own twist to it. You know, like you said, we are a street food company, but a lot of unique things as well. You know, very unique. So I don't really have much words to say about it, but we are innovative. We change our menus as we go. Mm. Our customers, especially our service, we try to give people the best service. You know, when they come to our stand, they feel like family. They feel very familiar with what we do, and they keep on coming back.
So tell us about your staff compliment. What's going on there?
I just want to say something that about what makes us unique is I've thought about this, and people always ask us, you know, food is food at the end of the day, but our food is special. But what makes us very different is our customers. Mm. Our customers are ambassadors for Something Fresh. I promise you, once you've eaten Something Fresh, you will tell other people about it.
Dude.
When you see my food,
dude,
you'll be like, ah!
It is delicious, you know? Babe. It is delicious.
Someone recently found out we were going to be at the festival.
Yeah.
They sent me a voice note, a 20-minute voice note. Oh my God, I can't believe it. I got tickets. I'm going to be there. It was M-Fest, a BMW M-Fest. We had a 45-minute queue.
Babe.
People waiting for food.
Babe.
So what makes us unique is actually our customer base. These people coming, supporting us, showing us so much love, and the love we've shown them. So that's why we have that support and following.
You believe in training your staff. Tell us a little bit about that.
Tell
us about your little staff and your little culture.
So we employ 53 people. I checked yesterday, Drew. We employ 53 people.
Wow.
Now, from 3 years ago, where we were only three people in the business, Sam is still with us. Yeah. So it was myself, Andrew, and Sam. And now there's 50 additional people in the past 3 years. Training is the biggest part of it. We spend afternoons training our staff, calling them in, showing them what to do. Because essentially, they become ambassadors for the brand. You know, we touch over 3,000-4,000 people a month. Myself and Andrew, it would be impossible for us to do it. So these guys need to be trained. They need to be as sharp as possible to deal with our customers. Because our customers have come to expect a certain level of service and a certain level of love. And the only way we can get that across is through our staff. And only by upskilling and training our staff can we get that experience. Another thing that we have found is that we don't want people to come and work for us for 10, 15 years. Sam's special. He can stay forever.
A shout out to Sam. Yeah.
You know, but it's a compliment when people come and they head on to your staff.
Oh,
when
that
people
is great.
Come through
do
and
they?
They're like, yes, yep. They do. We have one guy, Rams. He's running a restaurant now in Sandton City. We literally, people come, they take our people because our people are that good.
I know, coming from Annadale, you must have a lot of people look up to you. Who owns? Why? What's with the? I mean, if he can do it, if Hezron can do it, if Andrew can do it, so can we. You know, and that's a real powerful tool to change, you know, like socially, the mentality of your people and your community. I know that you work or try to collaborate a lot with the Tusong Youth Center. Tell us about that.
Oh, so...
Is that like a heartfelt place in your business?
So for us, it's very emotional. We have quite a number of staff. I think 10 of them are from Tusong at the moment.
What is the Tusong Youth Center?
Tusong Youth Center is it empowers kids. It gives them access to internet. It gives them access
in Annadale.
In Alex, actually. We're helping a community because we based in Alex. We based in Bramley View.
Yes.
So if the community is invested in the business, they will look after the business. You know, so we assist them with so what the center offers firstly is training. Basic computer skills, all of those things. And then we said, how can we help? And they were like, money. Everyone wants money. But how does that benefit the man on the street? So we said we would give people knife skills, hygiene skills, how to treat food, and so forth. So we provide those sort of services to the Tusong Youth Center. And then the gems, the people that show exceptional, what's the word I'm looking for here?
Potential.
Yeah, yes.
Human potential.
That show potential. We employ those people. It's very difficult to choose.
I
promise you.
I can imagine.
And why we chose a youth center is because people who generally go to a youth center want upliftment. They want a way out of where they are currently. You know, and as we know, our situation as a country, it's tough. It's tough to get out there and get go to university. It's tough to start a business, you know. And these are people that are saying, look, I'm putting my hand up. Somebody, help.
Andrew, your words on being a social entrepreneur, you know, at the end of the day. Look, what can you say to other social entrepreneurs out there?
I think it all starts with a passion.
Yeah.
Whatever you're passionate about and you feel that you can make money from it, do it. Even if it's an NGO or anything like that. Because at the end of the day, you're offering a piece of yourself to whoever.
Mm.
So, you know, I got a little small story as well.
Tell us. Yeah.
So I was, I had a little bit of a back problem.
Which you still do have?
Yes.
Sorry. I'm a stretch, I tell you. Yes, I tell you this. Yeah, continue.
Okay. So as it happened, three of our employees came to my place, where I live. And they came to see how I'm doing and all those things. So I went through them somewhere, we spoke, and then the one guy who doesn't work for us anymore, he says he went for a job interview. And they asked him all these numerous questions, and they looked at his CV, and when they saw something fresh on his CV, they automatically hired him.
Now that's what we want.
Yes.
Now that's what we want.
Obviously he got the job because of his credentials.
Of course.
But, you know, for him to say that, and also for the other guy to say, you're Chef, or you're Andrew, you know, just get better.
Mm.
Please just get better. You know, they spoke about how the work environment is. And they say if you haven't worked for something fresh, you wouldn't be able to cope with anything else at work. So, yeah, I was very honored to, not honored, but I was, you know, I was happy
touched.
To hear. I was touched. I was very touched. Mm. I was touched of what they said. You know,
we always say on the show, you can never deny the power of humble beginnings and just plain old school, old fashioned hard work, guys.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But wrapping up, can you believe it? Just 5 minutes left. Are you enjoying yourselves? Something fresh? But really, I'm so inspired by you guys because you guys are keeping it real and you make us realize that honestly, at the end of the day, you just grinding is grit. You know what I mean? It's just that formidable character. You know, and those processes of actually self-development. And that's what I love about all these programs we bring into the Future CEOs and you guys being the winners of the Tsokgosan, you know, Entrepreneur of the Year. But two final questions for the both of you. I'm an upcoming entrepreneur, whatever stage of my business. Honestly, what would you say to me about my entrepreneurial journey? Just give me advice, Hezro. Just give me advice about my vision and my place in the South African economy, you know, and where can I go to find some advice or help about my business or about, you know, self-development?
You know, the one thing I like, and I always say this to my staff and the ones that have sort of excelled and become really good at what they do, is what you have right in front of you. You see that thing in front of you?
This thing.
That's a book.
Yeah.
And next to it is a pen.
Yeah.
Write things down.
Really?
Yes, that's all. When you write things down, your mind processes it. And you say, I've got to achieve what I've written down. And that is, you know, it might sound very simple, but it's such a powerful thing. Writing things down. Writing is a form of planning. And it helps you guide yourself as to where you're going. Because we all think we have memories for days. You know, write down, need to get a business plan. Write down, need to find out about finance. And you know, at the end of the year, when you look through that book, you know, you say, I've achieved this, I've achieved that, I've achieved this. Let me relook at these things. It's easy to say, go find finance, go on social media, but just write for yourself as a person. It will grow you as a human being. You're able to process your thoughts so much more better because you've written them down. You've taken it further than a step than just articulating it verbally.
Andrew, tip?
Very close to Hezron's. I think one thing you shouldn't do is also just wait for people to give you things. You know, write things down. Go to all these IDC and CEDA and all those places, but don't wait for them to make your life. Don't wait for them to give you anything. Just approach it because you know the ideas. But at the end of the day, it's up to yourself.
Future vision for something fresh. Where do you want to see yourselves in 5 or 10 years' time?
This is always a fun point.
No, I love it. This is the note we leave it on.
We're currently busy building a hub and spoke concept where we have a central hub, which is our central kitchen.
Yeah.
And then from that central kitchen, we've opened our first restaurant. We're going to open another restaurant and another one. And then someday somebody with a lot of money is going to come and say, guys, let's turn this into a franchise program. And then myself and Andrew will go live on a beach somewhere and eat scallops every day.
And feed the Future CEOs and come to Cliff Central and feed us all the time. Guys, thank you so much. I really enjoyed your company and congratulations on a wonderful award. Hard work does pay off and just keep inspiring and keep the hopes and dreams of people living in Alex and in Adele high in your shoes, you know, and that's a responsibility that we take as entrepreneurs because it's the road less traveled, but when it's going good, it's going good.
Good. Thank just a shout out to Tsokgosan. Thank you so much for the love. Thank you so much for giving us this opportunity to represent small business, you know, and shine.
That is Hezron Lowe and his business part of the very quiet and subtle Andrew. And the title of the show was Inspiring Entrepreneurs to Succeed in the Business World. Well done to Something Fresh, Tsokgosan Entrepreneur Winner 2017.
Hey. Oh, thank you.
Future CEOs on CliffCentral.com. This is CliffCentral.com.